Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court, Monica Miller for the appellants, American Humanist Association, and Mr. Benjamin Espinoza. I intend to reserve 2 minutes of my time for rebuttal. Your Honors, the District Court sustained the Nevada Department of Corrections' longstanding practice of discriminating against humanists by favoring Scientologists, Wiccans, Pagans, and so forth.
It's recognized now, so why isn't this case now moot?
Thank you, Your Honor. I was just about to get to that. I was going to say that today, because the District Court's ruling was so flagrantly against the law, I think it would be useful for me to spend this time to explain why this 11th-hour maneuver of adding humanists to the chart doesn't move
the case. How can it be a maneuver if it gives you everything you asked for?
Well, Your Honor, it doesn't. In fact, it gives humanists nothing. And, in fact, it exasperates and magnifies.
Do nothing?
Yes, Your Honor. Let me
You better be very specific about what passages in the statement from the Nevada authorities is not true.
Yes, Your Honor. I think the best example I can give you is the fact that on the very same day that the department recognized Hebrew Israelites, they also recognized secular humanism, except that on secular humanism's chart, there's literally nothing conferred, despite the fact that Mr. Espinoza specifically sought group meetings for humanists, whereas Hebrew Israelites have holidays, they've already been pre-approved for group meetings, weekly study, all sorts of property. They have 17 holidays, religious holidays. One is a holy day and the other are work prescription days. They're claiming that in order for Mr. Espinoza to get the same rights as Hebrew Israelites, he has to go through additional hurdles. He has to file a form called the 35294.
There are additional forms that's required. Has he filed those additional forms to go through that process?
Your Honor, I submit that not the Hebrew Israelites couldn't have submitted those same forms because they're inapplicable. For instance, the 3529 form for religious holidays is an internal form or is a regional form that's sent to chaplains at the particular facility, and the chaplains are only to approve holidays that are already in the AR 810 overview chart. So it would be impossible for the Hebrew Israelites to have had approval on the very same day as getting all those 17 holidays in the chart. It also says the form that they're citing that Mr. Espinoza has to file, it says that it can't be filed more than 45 days before the observance, but no later than 30 days after. Yet the Hebrew Israelites on that very same day got all of their holidays, a full calendar year worth of holidays. There is no form, a form for statewide approval of a holiday. There's only the 3505, which is for the recognition of a new group, service, property, or attire. And then there's
I'm not sure I heard an answer to my question. There are additional forms that they're saying need to be filed. Did Mr. Espinoza file any additional forms? Now, you're talking about Hebrew Israelites, well, they couldn't have filed any forms. That's fine, and I take your point, but that goes to, I guess, your pretext argument. I'm asking, as a practical matter, has he gone through any additional process since humanism was put on the list?
No, Your Honor, and what I'm suggesting is that they haven't taken away the discrimination. They've compounded it by treating humanists differently from another group on the same
exact day.
Right,
that's a different issue. I understand that. But he hasn't filed any additional forms.
Because there are no forms that would be applicable to the situation. They're claiming a form that does not apply to the situation he would have had to file. Then they're saying that for him to get group meetings in the overview chart, he would have to file a kite form. That's also a regional form that a chaplain would look at this and say, okay, we'll give you your group meetings if they're approved in the overview chart. You go to the overview chart and it says none, underlined. Humanism hasn't been approved. Mr. Espinoza's application is still pending. His 3505 form he filed 5 years ago is still pending. The rules in the religious practice manual states that the religious review team is required to issue a written decision on the application and give the inmate the final decision in writing and store it in his file. That form has not been presented to this court. My client wasn't even notified until we were able to reach him about a week ago.
What relief are you looking for, just to get that form so he can fill it out?
Your Honor, there is no other form besides the 3505 that he filed seeking humanist recognition as well as group study meetings. He's already filed the form. It's pending. They haven't approved it. In fact, I would submit that they maybe have rejected it by putting none. They didn't leave it blank for humanist meetings to be approved. Humanists are the only group in the faith group overview chart that have not been automatically approved for faith group meetings. And so the kite, again, is only a regional form. It does not apply statewide. The religious review team is responsible for updating their chart. There's a policy that states that once they recognize a faith group in the overview chart, it is up to the director or the religious review team to make necessary amendments in the overview chart. That's the onus is on the religious review team to put those holidays after they've done considerable research on the matter. Now, there's also the voluntary cessation doctrine. As this court knows, it's exceedingly rare for a defendant's last-minute, final-hour decision to moot a case. They carry a very heavy, formidable burden of demonstrating to this court, not just stating, but demonstrating, that their disparate treatment of humanists is not likely to recur. The only evidence that they've submitted on this issue is the declaration of a Reverend Snyder, who, frankly, isn't even a defendant in this case. The declaration states there's two reasons why the delisting of a faith group is unlikely to be, is not likely to happen. The first is that once a faith group has been recognized, they are automatically entitled to various rights and benefits, and that taking away those rights and benefits would create some morale issues with those inmates. The problem, of course, here is they have not granted humanists anything. The overview chart is completely empty, so they wouldn't be taking anything away. Secondly, they say that the reason for adding a new faith group to the overview chart is because it's a product of a meticulous review. They've done a lot of research on the faith group, and they're confident that it should be recognized.
Does this American Humanist Association have a list of holidays or whatever?
Yes, Your Honor. We cited them in our complaint, and in fact, the Federal Bureau of Prisons not only recognizes humanism, but it also recognizes those holidays and allows adherents of secular humanism to observe them. The two of those holidays, summer solstice and winter solstice, are already approved by the Nevada Department of Corrections in the overview chart for five other faith groups. Since 2016, they've been on notice that those same two holidays are shared with humanists. We put it in our complaint. We've discussed it in our briefs. And yet, even at this late stage, when they had an opportunity to modify their overview chart and give humanist holidays, just like they did for Hebrew Israelites, giving them 17, they at the very least could have given the humanists those two holidays that are shared by five other faith groups. The other two are Darwin Day, and we have International Humanist Day. Those are
commended. I want them to look at your clients. Form that he filled out and gave to him, or he says he doesn't have a form. I'm not sure I understand that.
So the form that he's filled out, and they've conceded, Defendant Stogner conceded during the process of his administrative remedies, that was the correct form, that he filed everything correctly. That form is for the recognition of a new faith group, and that is the form in which a group would include holidays or practices. But ultimately, the rules in the manual state that the religious review team does the research once that's been submitted. They look up the practice. They might correspond with outside community members, and then they update their own overview chart. There is no, in fact, the form doesn't have, if you look at the 3505 form, there's no separate slot for holidays. It doesn't put an inmate on notice that they have to list specific holidays. So what's relevant, I think, is that the department has known about these four humanist holidays. They automatically added Hebrew Israelite holidays without any other form, because there was no other form to fill out, and they have not done so here. I will reserve my remaining 2 minutes for rebuttal.
All right, thank you. Let's hear from the other side.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, I'm Randall Gilmer. I'm here on behalf of the Department of Corrections, Director Zarinda, and Chaplain Stogner, who was the previous chairman of the Religious Review Team, but no longer the Religious Review Team chairman, as Richard Snyder is now that person. And I would just like to start off with the questions that the Court asked about why are we here, because we've given them everything, and to address the issues regarding the holidays. I'll start at that point. There is a form, Your Honor, with regard to holidays that needs to be completed. It's Form 3529. It was included in our motion to dismiss. It's also attached it's also referenced in the record as part of the policy manual with regard to religious policy correction.
I take it that form has not been filed.
It has never been completed, Your Honor. And with regard to the Hebrew-Israelite issue that plaintiff's counsel referenced there, obviously that's not in the record. However, the form that is filled out when you do request for accommodation practices, again, the practice manual notes that when doing so, you are supposed to specifically inform them on that form holidays that you request, other type of matters that you request, and that was not done by Mr. Espinoza here. His request form in this case simply said, I want humanism to be approved so that
I can... This is the 3505 form?
The 3505 form.
Now, counsel's representing that it's still pending, hasn't been ruled on in any way. Is that correct?
Your Honor, well, I would concede that it's been approved by the sense that we have granted humanism
to the list. How permanent is that change in the listing?
It is very permanent, Your Honor. And as I point out, and Reverend Snyder points out, there has never been a situation where the Department of Corrections, once recognizing a faith group, has rescinded that recognition. And this is also very clear if you look at the faith group overview chart, the charts that have been provided both in the record as well as supplemental as part of our motion.
Well, why isn't humanism listed on that chart?
I'm sorry, Judge O'Scanlan, now or previously?
Well, now. I mean, we heard counsel hold the chart up, mm-hmm. and there's nothing on there about humanism.
Well, humanism
is... Was that accurate or not?
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I'm not sure. Maybe I misunderstood what counsel said. Humanism is listed on the overview chart. I think counsel's concern is that the chart doesn't list any specific holidays or dates that they get with regard to that. And I again go back to the request for religious accommodation form that Mr. Espinoza filled out. That form does not indicate what holidays he'd like. It doesn't indicate what dates they need off. And with regard to the fact counsel referenced Darwin Day, the record here in the complaint, they list two holidays or three holidays and say other holidays. And their appeal.
So it's inaccurate then to state that when DOC recognizes a religious group that it comes with it certain benefits like holidays. I know counsel had referenced specifically the Hebrew Israelites, which DOC is representing, got recognized on the same day as humanism, right?
Yes.
But then Hebrew Israelites got recognized along with these other attendant benefits, but humanism didn't. Is that a correct representation?
Your Honor, that is a correct representation.
And then you're saying that the explanation for that, it goes back to 3505 and what you asked for.
That is exactly correct, Your Honor.
Now, you had also indicated that once somebody makes it on the list, it doesn't get taken off. But there was something going on with the Hebrew Israelites, and I'm just asking questions to clarify the record.
Certainly.
Because I think at one point the chaplain's note had them listed, but then DOC is saying, oh, no, we recognize them at the same time as we recognize humanism. Can you explain that discrepancy in the record?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Well, there is a document that they refer to in the record as a note from Chaplain Carrasco, who is not part of the ROT, listing what appears to be notice identifications that had Hebrew Israelite listed as a subset of Judaism. It said Judaism/Hebrew Israelite. Now, I would concede that that form is not an NDOC specific or an NDOC official form. There's no declaration with that form. I'm questioning whether or not that form is properly authenticated. But even that being said, what that form indicates is that according to Chaplain Carrasco, at one point in time, there was a way to scroll down and hit in notice, which is the computer, the computer system that they wanted to ensure that humanism would be identified in, which our record indicates is also clearly now identifiable and permitted for Mr. Espinoza or any other humanism to choose, that said that they could pick Judaism/Hebrew Israelite. That in and of itself would not indicate that Hebrew Israelite was a religion, faith group recognized by itself, but that it was a subset of some form of Judaism. So even if you want to take the notation note from Chaplain Carrasco And assuming that that's properly authenticated and could be considered as evidence in this case at this point in time, again, there was no discovery to really delve into that below. It doesn't change INDOC's position in that once a religion is officially recognized, it is not taken back. Chaplain Snyder references that in his supplemental declaration that was attached to our reply brief on the motion to dismiss.
And that's the overview chart. That's the official recognition of it as a religion.
That is correct.
Which then occurred on the same day as humanism?
Yes, that is correct.
And so counsel said that there aren't any additional forms to fill out, and you're saying, sure, there's 3529. Any other forms?
Yes, and these are all attached in the record to our motion to dismiss, and they're all referenced as well in the practice manual. There's the inmate request for recognized holiday service form, which is the 3529 form. There's the request for accommodation of religious practices form. That's the one that he filled out, the 3505 form.
Was he given a copy of the form to put down all the holidays? Anybody?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
Was he given the form that where he would designate the holidays?
Well, these forms are available to all inmates as a matter of course. They are maintained in the law library. He can obtain those forms at any point in time. So the answer to that is I don't know if he has actually requested the form, but they are available to all prisoners as a matter of course to fill out and to complete. I have not heard any indications whatsoever that Mr. Espinoza was ever prevented from filling out any such form, or that there's nothing in the record that says he doesn't know what those forms are. Please get me those forms.
Counsel, we're here on a motion to dismiss at this stage. What is left to be accomplished at this point? In other words, you're asking us to grant your motion. Counsel tells us that there are matters that are not yet resolved. What should we do?
Your Honor, thank you. I think you dismissed the case. The matters that they're indicating are not yet resolved are the issues regarding holidays, property. And again, to clarify on the property, he's entitled to individual property as well, and that's cleared out in the individual group form. But to the extent that he is denied any property or denied holidays, these things that have not been asked for, other than in a generic sense of we want to be able to meet so that we can do these things without telling us what those things are, then he has to fill out these forms. He has to go through the proper administrative procedures to get those holidays approved.
So what are you saying? He hasn't exhausted his remedies, in effect? Is that where we are?
Yes, Your Honor. I would say that to the extent that there is an issue pertaining to any of those things, the forms have to be completed. He has to go through the PLRA exhaustion practice. And I would also say at that point in time, this case becomes very different because that's not an establishment case. That would be a free exercise case. That would be an issue of us not allowing him to practice his stated religion that's been recognized. So I think that
that's not in this case at this stage.
Yes, exactly correct, right. Judge O'Scanlon. Okay, this case is an establishment clause and an equal protection clause. There is no free exercise clause, which there was in the initial complaint that was brought by Mr. Espinoza that had been dismissed on screening. But that apparently when counsel came on board, they decided not to pursue the free exercise case because that was not part of the first or second amended complaints that the district court had to screen. So, yes, I would submit that those are a different case, that would be a free exercise issue, that there's nothing for this court or for INDOC to consider. And back to the point on the holidays, on that point, counsel indicated that they said in their brief what the holidays are. But I would submit that that's not actual. I mean, yes, they do say that. But in the complaint, they had different holidays listed. The amicus brief has different holidays listed. And in the settlement agreement that they agreed to with the Bureau of Prisons in the Oregon case, which is part of the record that the counsel brought before you, they only list one holiday there, which is Darwin Day. So it's not like we could just simply look at the complaint and know what holidays they want, and which is why we make a point of, and Chaplain Snyder points out in his declaration, that these are issues that have to be decided by discussing it with the adherents within the institution so that we can ensure that the holidays recognition that they have is what they are very concerned with to ensure that they are providing holidays. It would be very weird for us to dictate to them what their holidays would be. Thank you very much, Your Honors. I see that my time is done, so if there's no other questions, I will say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Honors, I have several points. The first is, let's be clear, what Mr. Espinoza is primarily seeking is group study meetings. And every single faith group in the—
But has he asked, has he filed the form to secure—
Yes,
group
Your Honor.
Study meeting?
Absolutely. He filed the correct form that was established at the court below. He filed the 3505. That is the form where he requested to make accommodations for storage and service. Then it says a detailed explanation. I should also point out that they expect inmates to describe the entire tenants almost in this form. They say you can file supplemental.
Has that form been rejected yet?
No, this is the form that's still pending, Your Honor. And it says, or allow a place for those of secular humanism to congregate and study their beliefs. This is still pending. Not only is it open-ended, the chart says none. They have not been approved. So if they file this kite form in their regional office, the chaplain's going to look at the overview chart and say, none, you haven't been approved. With respect to the 3529 holiday form, it would be impossible for the Hebrew Israelites to have filed that form on the same day that they were approved. The form has to already, the holidays already have to be approved by the religious review team in order to file the 3529. That is a regional form.
But if you don't list the holidays, how do they know what holidays to recognize?
Your Honor, this is a gap in their own policies because the 3505 doesn't say anything about holidays. So an inmate wouldn't be on notice that they have to list holidays in this request for religious accommodation. With respect to the process by the religious review team, they are charged with researching the faith group. I think we've been very consistent with what the four holidays are in both the Bureau of Prisons case and this case. I don't know about the amicus brief, but it's Darwin Day. We sometimes call winter solstice human light. It has different names. But
I come back. You have not filed a 3529, which would list the holidays at your request. Am I wrong?
Mr. Espinoza hasn't filed the form because he couldn't file the form because you can only file the form once you've been approved as a faith group, and so therefore it'd be impossible for the Hebrew Israelites to have filed that.
Well, isn't that simply ministerial at this point? The faith group has been approved. I saw it listed on the overview.
Your Honor, the case is a charge of discrimination, and so the relevant issue is the disparate treatment of two groups. And the fact that they are claiming our case for discrimination is moot by disparately treating humanists with another group at that same time to me is just, it's a little bit absurd, frankly. And then, of course, we have our nominal damages claim, which would keep the case alive. It hasn't been waived for the reasons set forth in our brief, and we ask this court to remand. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. The matter is submitted. The last case, Crotrochi versus Allstate, has been submitted on the briefs and records. That concludes the argument calendar for today. Court is in recess or adjourned for the day.